Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
John, local splash. Hello.
How you doing?
Thanks. Hey, Trevor. What's going on? Good morning. This is John with Local Splash there. How are you?
Well, doing good.
Hey, excellent, excellent. I guess I missed you the other day, man, so I know life gets busy and all, so I hope I didn't blow up your phone too much there. I was a little worried, to be honest. Like, I don't know what happened to him. Trevor, did I catch you at a better time here today? I just wanted to make sure.
Kind of. I'm driving, but, I mean, I look at everything. I like it. I want to do it.
Okay.
I just don't want to have to do anything as far as, like, the ads. Do y'all make the ads and everything?
That's correct, yes. So the only thing is we want to make sure it's tailored to your company, though. So, I mean, we have ideas, things like that, but, of course, you need to get that approval to say, hey, listen, you know, I don't usually do, I don't know, a free estimate. I'm just making something up here, okay? I'll do, you know, from a referral system only, you know, as a promotional rate. Like, as long as you communicate with our team, we'll go ahead and put that out for you. The only thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So once they call you or they reach out to you, that's the ball's in your court from that point. That's the only thing.
Perfect, yeah, perfect.
All right? Yeah. All right, awesome. So I know you're driving. There's a few things we could go over now while you're driving. That's not that you don't have to do anything on your end. And then once you're able to, you know, have more time or pull over from that point, then we could take it from there. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And Trevor, as you know, I'm horrible with spelling, man, so don't laugh too hard. But spelling your first name, I got T-R-E-V-O-R.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then how do you spell your last name, Trevor?
Campbell, like the soup.
Campbell, alright. Boom. Got that. I believe I have a lot of information here. Let me see. Okay. And then I have the email, the one that you gave me last time, the 904 Handyman Home Services at Gmail. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the phone number that I'm calling you on, obviously it's the best number to reach out to you, but is that the same phone number you want your customers to reach out to, though, or a different phone number?
Same number.
All right. Perfect. Now, this next part is for Google. I have to make sure I always confirm on this one. I have the business name as 904 Handyman and Home Services. Is that correct so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, again, as far as for Google, it's mandatory to have a physical address for them to get you verified and things like that, but it does not mean you have to post that or show that to the public. So you have an option on it. But I do have an address at 6999-2 Merrill Road. Obviously in Jacksonville, but is the zip code 32211?
Yeah, but it's suite number 282.
Suite number 282. All right, perfect. Thank you. Now, did you want me to showcase that to the public, or do you want to keep that private?
Yeah, you can showcase that.
Okay.
I think it's on Google right now.
I always like to double down on that, man, just because it's very important I ask, you know. Sometimes it shows on there when customers or business owners put it up and try to get verified, and they're like, wait, I didn't know my whole address is showing. Please take that down. I'm glad I'm asking. All right, cool. Now, to go over, you know, finer details of your Facebook ads and everything else, I want to make sure that our team reaches out to you, introduces themselves, and that way you feel comfortable with them, and then also they can be on the same page with you. We don't usually do it same day, so do you have like an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
Around 10 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, I could do it from like 10 to 11, just for, you know, that hour window, but if it takes too long or anything, just let us know, you know, reach out to us. I'm going to give you a direct line to our company as well. It is voice activated, so if you say customer support, billing, website, Facebook, things like that, there'll always be a person that's available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., okay? So again, you don't have to do anything right now, but I'm going to send you an email just so that way I can lock in that, and yeah, yes, sir. Give me 2 seconds here. Boom. And then that way you also have another form of contact for me. I just want to make sure you still have my email. Okay. That's the best way to contact me. And then boom, boom, boom. Okay, that's sent out to you. And I also sent that same email to our team, so that way they hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay? Now, Trevor, the next part here is all for Google. It does not mean you're married to this stuff, okay? You could change it and modify it anytime if you want to, but our team is available to do that for you as well. So never hesitate to let us know. That's our job, all right? So far as your... like hours of operations. How would you like to be showcased? Because I do see on here, on Google right now, that you're open from Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Did you want to keep that the same?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. And then, as far as your service radius, now, I remember you mentioned about you want to keep it pretty local, like 25-mile radius, but this package could go up to 50 miles out if you needed to. Did you want to keep it at 25 miles, or do you want to use all 50, or what would you like to do on that?
We can use all 50.
Yeah, okay, and you can always narrow it down, too. If you're getting too much jobs and it's not that profitable outside of that area, then you can narrow it back as well, too, so that's good. All right. And now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, or anything like that?
That, cash, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, credit and debit card. No checks.
Okay. Credit and, debit. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the more options you give the customers, I think it's better for you, if anything. You know what I mean? So that's always good. All right. And then, every time I see your logo, man, I love it. I'm sorry. It's just very catchy for me. All right. Yeah, definitely. All right. And then the next part here, I'm putting in notes for the Facebook here. I did have everything here, so let me, I'm just doing things on my end here, so that way you don't have to do too much. Do you know when you have a little time availability to, like, maybe, do you get to your destination? Do you have, like, a time frame here?
Say it again.
Do you have like a time length of when you're going to get to your destination?
About 15 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Even better. All right. Just want to make sure. All right. So the next part here, I do have to ask: is your business is licensed and insured? Correct? I'm pretty sure I saw that on the website, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. And. The next part is for the bread and butter here, man. All right, so obviously you want to be found. This is for the keywords, so the services that you want to provide and be found for. I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, so I just want to make sure I have bare essentials, the ones that you definitely want to be found for. Obviously, like handyman services, but I do see like interior, exterior painting, landscaping, lawn renovation, and pressure washing. Did you want to add those as well, too?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Is there anything else I might be missing in there, though?
Home remodels, like kitchen renovations, bathroom renovations, things like that.
Bathroom, kitchen. Wow, that's where the money's at, man. Just out of curiosity, is that where most of the profits come from, is bathroom, kitchen remodeling, or is there something else? Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's usually the biggest ticket items.
Now, do you do additions as well? That's wild, man. All right.
Not additions, but remodels, really.
Okay, cool. I love it. All right, I'll keep adding more in there. I'll put in here that you may want to add more, too, just in case. So when you talk to our team tomorrow, they're not going to start from scratch. They're going to know exactly what you do, how to help you, but they will double down a few things just to make sure I didn't misspell anything. And also, you know, just in case if you forgot something or I forgot something, they can add it in for you, okay? Again, this is all inclusive, so never hesitate to talk to them, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, and then let me put everything in here. Okay. And I have to ask, man, the last name, is there any correlation to the soup, or is that just... I was going to say, man, come on, hook a guy up here. No,
All right.
And let me make sure. I did see your Facebook page. There was one I found on for Facebook. I just want to make sure it's the right one. So let me double check. It has like a palm tree in there or no? No, I don't think this is it. Okay, let me check from the website. Maybe it might be get that one.
I just kind of made the page and never really did anything with it.
Yeah, okay. I remember you – oh, here we go. There's a link here. Let me do it that way. Oh, yeah, it still has Wix on there, man. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to check this out here. All right. They're going to soup that up for you. No problem. Okay. So I'm glad I found that, though. And okay, so this next part is for your protection. We're going to do a voice verification where everything is in the recording, okay? I'm not accepting a no for an answer. This is literally protection for you. So on this part here, I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify you, of course. You just, you know, try to answer as clearly as possible. If for any reason you have any questions or concerns or anything that you need to address, please stop me in my tracks. Ask away, because that's what I'm here for on that, okay? That's my job. But I will put the pricing in there on the recording, and then I'll also make sure to give you a phone number before we even start, so that way you have our designated number. It's even, knock on wood, if you did decide to part ways, there's no cancellation fees, and I even tell you how to do that by calling that number as well, too, okay? I don't know if you're available to take down the number now, or do you want me to wait a little bit for that? Okay, please be safe. All right. Phone number is 877-635-6225.
Got it.
All right, beautiful. Okay. I'm sending this over here. So I will bring that phone number up again, okay? So give me 2 seconds. I'm going to hit record here, and we get it started. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
904 Handyman and Home Services.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
Trevor Campbell, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right, and of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to pause on that one. So after this recording part here, I want to make sure, Trevor, that we set up a security question and answer. That way you're not falling for any traps out there, and neither are we, too. You know, so anytime we call in, we will only ask a security question. We will never give out your answer. And you'll know it's us calling because of that very reason right there. But just don't forget your own answer, man. I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay? All right, I'm going to continue here. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right, last question. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on January 17th and the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be a recurring payment, okay? So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 17th of every month, right, in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. As promised, man, just want to make sure you're protected and all that, you know. Got the pricing and everything in there for you. Okay. We're almost done here. So, as far as your security question, again, don't forget your own answer, right? We have 3 choices. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's do city I was born in.
Okay. All right. And again, this will never change. So what would that answer be?
Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Spell that city for me. I'm sorry. I kind of cut in and out there for me.
Spartanburg, which is S-P-A-R-T-A-N-B-U-R-G.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. All right. So I'm going to put that one in there, right? And remember, we will never give out that answer, okay? So it's a huge red flag. If for any reason you feel uncomfortable and you're like, I don't know if this is the right local splash or not, hang up the phone and just call the 877 number, okay? That's how you'll know. All right. Last part here is, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial, Trevor?
It's a business account, but it's just my first and last name.
Okay, that works. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, though, the 6999? Oh, wait, actually, no. Wow, it saves back. Or hold on. Let's see. That is 6991. Is it the same address or a different address, though, for the billing on that?
Oh, it's a different address.
Okay, I'm ready for you when you are.
6510 Arlington Road.
Arlington, you said? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jacksonville.
Yep, 322.
Uh-huh. Same zip code, right? 32211 then? I kind of cut in and out.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then what kind of payment method is it? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa debit.
Visa debit, okay. Now, Trevor, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, okay? But I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4767 5340 0170 3423.
Okay, thank you. And the expiration date on that?
12/26.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
848.
Okay. Now, before I process any payment, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. We got you a really nice promotional rate, so I want to refresh it like 2 times here before I process the payment, okay? Just want to make sure it stays the same.
Okay. And it'll never change?
Correct, yes. Unless you try to decide to upgrade your package. And, if you ever do decide to do that, please let me know, because I don't want you paying the normal rate, all right? You'll always get a promotional rate for every package you decide to move forward with, okay?
All right, so what additional packages do you have?
So the other packages go a lot further out. Some of them go like 100 miles out, but they're all different types of things that's going to help you out on Google. So let's say you heard of probably the Google Ads versus pay-per-click on there. We still keep our things the same where it's a one flat rate. But again, that's like ads above the local map section. And it seemed like from getting to know you and your company, it didn't seem like that's something that you're at the point to do right now. I think hope I earned your trust when I say that, because it is a little more on the pricier side too. So I didn't want you paying for something you just don't need at the moment. You know what I mean? But
right.
Yeah, there's things like that for you. So I hope I didn't. Go ahead.
Basically, this will get me to the top of Google when people search for it. I'll be like the first person to show up.
So you'll be on that first page, and that's where everyone makes their decisions right there. The whole game thing to this is to try to get your ranking so high up that they're always seeing you no matter what. And if they're not seeing you on Google, they're going to see you on those directories and also going onto Facebook ads as well too when they go on social media. So no matter what, we want to make sure you're being found. You're popping up in their face. That's what this is. And over time, it goes further and further and further and more and more.
Capture Google reviews also?
Yes, sir. So for your Google reviews, that stays with you no matter what. Yeah. So I don't want you thinking like, yeah, we take your reviews or something. For your company, not ours. Yeah.
Yeah. But is there a way for you to get customer reviews, or do I just, ask for the Google review after I go out and do a job?
Good question. So I know there's other people out there that get reviews for them and stuff, but we're a premier partner with Google, so that's not something we're allowed to even do if we wanted to. But I'm going to put it like this, man. I mean, you're doing very well. It's just a matter of, you know, getting that brand exposure for more people to put more reviews up there. I'm going to give you my advice, if you don't mind. I mean, you can take it with a grain of salt. I wouldn't take offense at all. Any customer that, you know, I sign up with my, because I have a side business. I ought to have an automatic email sent out saying thank you, blah, blah, blah. And I have a spot where they can click to do a Google review. So that's something that can help. You know, so it's like nonchalant. You're not, you know, trying to push it on anybody, but at the same time, it's there for them if they want to put that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, partner. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. So please stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my promises here. Alright. You're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know so I could direct you to see your invoice, the breakdown of everything we discuss is in there, okay?
Okay.
Alright, cool. Okay, just went through on my side, so it should be popping up here shortly for you. Let me refresh just one more time. I should take care of it there. All right, saying it's in queue right now, so it should be popping up shortly here. Anything yet?
I just got the email.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So in that email, the one that, because you're going to get a few of them, but the one that says local splash initial invoice, that's the one we need to pop open here. In there, you're going to see a spot where it's like a link. It says click here to accept your subscription terms or something like that.
That's it.
Okay. When you click on that, take your time reading through if you'd like. I'm here with you, as promised. It is going to show everything we talked about, discussed with you, as far as us putting $100 towards your ad spend already for Facebook, so it's never more than $249. And then also, there's short descriptions of those other packages in case you ever need to upgrade. But again, make sure you let me know if that's the case. Once you see everything that's in there, at the bottom, there's two checkboxes that are super small that everyone kind of misses. You're just going to click those two, type in your name, their first and last name, and then let me know where it takes you next after that. Okay. But this is their last part here.
About a username and password.
Beautiful. That's how we know we did it right here. All right. Awesome, man. So tomorrow, when our technicians give you a call, that's your login and password to your dashboard I was telling you about, the tracking system. That's your next best friend, man, seriously. So they want to make sure to show you how to maneuver through that, show you how to keep track of all the analytics, your keywords, everything. So if I could give you best advice, it's two things, communication with our team, and then keeping track of those analytics right there, okay? But for now, you're all set. Trevor, congratulations, man. That's awesome. All right? You did a while driving and everything, working and all that. So multitasker. Sure. Here. Well, welcome to the family, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, partner. Well, hey, listen, again, if you need to reschedule, if it's taking too long tomorrow, let our team know so that way they can accommodate for that, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, partner. You're welcome. All right, you take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Drive safe.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye, sir.